Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me this opportunity to speak on behalf of the Arab group. On behalf of the Arab group, I would like to thank the Intergovernmental Working Group on Drought for the efforts and methodology adopted in the progress report, especially with the very difficult circumstances of the working group working remotely. We reiterate that what was provided by the Asian and African groups, we adhere to. Drought is a global tragedy. It could hit various regions in different forces and leads to socioeconomic and environmental effects. It also influences biodiversity, infrastructure, etc. These effects could go beyond the areas and could affect neighboring territories. Therefore, there is a responsibility to be shouldered by governments, institutions, as well as national, regional, and international organisms. From previous drought, we know that countries cannot face the impact alone. They need international, regional, and bilateral support, as well as multilateral support. Therefore, the IWG should look into national, regional, and international policies that are effective in order to be able to face drought in an integrated manner. We also need to include special measures related to drought in development assistance provided by states, be it to limit famine or face poverty, sustainable development, and dealing with natural resources. We also hope the IWG will find an effective mechanism to promote cooperation and complementarity between the various regional and international organisms that deal with drought. In conclusion, and considering the nature of drought, we reiterate the importance of promoting regional cooperation between countries through existing regional mechanisms. I think